Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're happy to have you listening with us. Today's topic is Try Again. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Try, Try, and Try Again, written by Aaron D'Anthony Brown, read by Leah Arthur. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we don't give up. Galatians 6:9. The circumstances. Have you ever faced a time in your life where, no matter how hard you tried, success seemed to be so far away? Those extra hours at work amounted to nothing. Seeking out counseling with your spouse yielded no results. Taking the time to reconcile with a friend didn't matter in the end. Or have you ever faced a time in your life when you desperately tried to do what was right, and yet you kept messing up time and time again? You chose to go back to that unhealthy relationship, back to that addiction, back to the thing you said you would leave behind. You are wise enough to know that your present circumstances don't define the future. Likewise, you know how to do what is right, but you choose to do the opposite instead. I've been in such a place several times throughout my life. There was no way forward. Neither was there any way out. I wanted to give up, give in, and quit. Why not? There was no way to win. Even worse, there seemed to be no God in my situation, but part of me knew my perspective was skewed. The tough circumstances were clouding my judgment, and the enemy was making full use of the situation. When the circumstances are all that we see, let us be reminded to take a step back. Only then can we see the full picture. The full picture. Without the proper perspective, when we look at our tough circumstances, we may falsely believe that is all there is to see. However, through stories such as Job and Paul, we learn that though our understanding is limited and we tend to focus on what we physically see, God's wisdom is infinite. He works beyond what we can see with our own eyes. In the story of Job, we read about a man of complete integrity, one who feared God but still lost everything. Job 1:1. His children died, property was lost, and his wife admonished him to give up and curse God. The friends who should have comforted him instead accused him of deserving his circumstances. Unbeknownst to all of them, God allowed Satan to test Job because of the man's spectacular faith. When we or those around us face trying times, we may be tempted to find the source of our troubles. There is potentially some wisdom here. If we are the problem, we can identify that and make efforts to change. However, our understanding is limited. We may falsely blame ourselves. We may even falsely blame others for their circumstances. The truth is that we simply don't know and shouldn't rush such judgment. Sometimes God allows incredibly distressing things to happen because he is working to build our character. Sometimes the reasons are beyond our comprehension. In Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth, he admits to having prayed earnestly to God multiple times in hopes of removing what he called a thorn in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 12:8. Similar to Job, he was also a man that faced circumstances beyond his understanding. Despite having the faith he was known for then and now, God did not do as Paul requested. Instead, the Lord helped the apostle see that his grace was sufficient. God would give Paul what he needed, not to escape, but to endure. Intersecting faith and life. If we apply the lessons of Paul and Job's lives to our own, we will see that circumstances are sometimes beyond our understanding. Perhaps you have been trying your hardest to find a new job, or a new spouse, or have a child, all to no avail. Bad things do happen to good people. Sometimes God allows this, but even when He does, we can rest assured that the Lord has a plan. The suffering He allowed for Job and Paul was intentional. The same is true for us. Moreover, we also realize that God's love doesn't stop when circumstances grow dim. We are not loved by God when life is swell, then forsaken when things go downhill. His love is constant. Likewise, God's love is not based on our success. Maybe your faith is stronger than mine, or mine stronger than yours. Yet, for His own reasons, God allows us both to suffer. Let's not rush to judge ourselves as having too little faith, nor one another. When we can separate God's enduring love from those unwavering tough circumstances, we can find the strength, motivation, and yes, sufficient grace to keep moving forward. Further reading. Proverbs 24:16. 2 Corinthians 12:1-10. Jeremiah 29:11. Philippians 4:13. Isaiah 41:10. And Romans 8:28.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.